Good morning. It's another day, and tomorrow is the Feast of St. Martin. I originally wanted to do this live, but something came up, so I've recorded it, and hope that you enjoy it. So, tomorrow is the Feast of St. Martin, the 11th of November. In Malta, we have a nice tradition where we do what we call St. Martin's bags. And in it, there would be fruits, nuts, and nowadays, a lot of sweets. Traditionally, we also have St. Martin's bread and St. Martin's cake. So there's a lot of things which you can do with your children. But let us go back a bit and understand why. You might want to consider using this festival in your lives. Okay, so Martinmas, or the Feast of St. Martin, as I said, is celebrated on the 11th of November. It is the date of the death of the actual St. Martin of Tours. It is when it is celebrated. Now, interestingly, this feast is midway between the Feast of St. Michael, Michaelmas, and also Christmas. So it is heralding the darkness of the night and reminding us with the life of St. Martin. I don't know if you know anything of St. Martin. But St. Martin was a soldier which once he met a beggar in the dead of winter. He was this beggar, he had no clothes and was obviously freezing cold. And St. Martin took his sword and cut his cloak in two and gave half of it to the beggar. And excuse me. Later, it was said that he had a vision that said that it was Christ that was the beggar to see how he do. There are a lot of miracles attributed to St. Martin. St. Martin also had initially refused to become a bishop. And they actually tricked him to become one. And in the beginning, he also hid, trying to get rid of people. But in the end, he accepted the position. And he was a very hardworking bishop, from what we say, what we know. And he worked a lot with his conscience. So when at one point, there were some people who were saying different things from Roman Catholic religion, and obviously they were said that they were heresies. The king of the time was told to kill these people. And he was going to do so, but St. Martin intervened and so that they are not put to death. He actually did manage to convince him, but later on the other people went again and convinced the king again to kill them. And St. Martin was really furious, and for a time he didn't speak to his comrade bishops because of this. So there is a lot about St. Martin. If you are Roman Catholic or you are just interested to know more, which you can find online as well. So what is this festival exactly? As I said in my post the day before, Martinmas is there is this light of Martinmas, which fortifies our souls for the dark winter and prepares us for the birth of Christ. And this is not my words, they are the words of Kerry, who is the owner of the Palenting Passageway, which I love a lot and has helped me a lot in developing my festivals and developing what I believe in through Waldorf education. So one way that Martinmas is celebrated is by having a lantern walk. And why a lantern walk? It represents, we do the lantern, so we build the lantern. It could be of paper, it could be a jar decorated. There are various ways how to do lanterns. And you light this lantern just before it gets dark. And, you know, you have this, this little thing which is protecting the light inside, because it's coming the dark of winter, and we need to protect the light within our souls. So that is one way that you can see it, and why there is a lantern walk in Waldorf education to celebrate Martinmas. It is also a time that we remember kindness. So, because St. Martin gave part of his cloak to somebody. And abroad, they do what we call coat drives. And they get old coats which are not used anymore and go around and give them to those that do not live in houses, that are outside, you know. Homeless. Sorry, I couldn't remember the word. So it is something, again, it's another festival which for me, it has a lot of internal meaning more than anything else. And it brings us a certain comfort within. So something which I always want you to remember is if you are leaning on starting to celebrate festivals, please do your work yourself and see why you want to do it and what it means to you before bringing it to your children, because what it means to you, without any words, it will be passed on to the children. And I think that is very important to do so anyway. So how do we celebrate Martinmas? As I said, we ourselves do a lantern walk every year. We go at dusk, just before it gets dark, and there are some beautiful songs which you can sing while you're doing the walk. And usually we'd end up sitting somewhere, you know, in the countryside, and we'd end up sitting somewhere and having some warm beverage and, you know, maybe some snacks before, and we played it before we head home. But by the time we finish, usually it's dark, so we just take some snacks somewhere and a little warm drink before heading home after our walk. It is also, for me at home, is the day where we start getting supplies, food supplies, toiletries, and the like for those in need. So it is the day where we start putting them in a box, and a month later, we around the feast of St. Lucy, we give it to one of the charities or to our parish priest and so on. If we have some old clothes, this is the day where we will go and give that to charity as well. And we do lanterns. We enjoy doing lanterns. My children love doing lanterns. Yes, so we do lanterns. Sometimes they've been made of tin, and then we put holes in them and we paint them. Other times they've been just old glass jars of maybe jam or peanut butter or something, and again either paint them or stick, you know, kite paper on them. There is also paper lanterns which you can do. So there are a lot of different lanterns which you can do that. Sometimes we also give them out as presents, because we end up having a lot of lanterns by the end of it. So we sometimes give them out as presents, although usually not for Martin month, but later on in Advent, which I will be talking about at a later stage. So Martinmas is the kind of last festival of autumn. Advent onwards, we consider it as part of winter, but Martinmas, yes, it's this last piece of autumn, and it reminds us that we can always look at the light. There is the light, and we can hold that light, and we can help that light grow even when it is so dark. So I hope you found this interesting, and I guess that's all for today. I wish you all a great week and a wonderful Martinmas celebration if you do celebrate it. And yes, I'll speak to you soon. Bye.